Audience of, and he knows the things that he falls through or he has weaknesses in also. So it's allowed to be discussed with the child also sometimes about how, just that we have our own personal weaknesses, other people have theirs, and they have their interests, and we try to learn from the good things that other people do and the things that they fall through the weakened, so that we recognize that, we respect the person for the good things they have, so we don't learn from the negative qualities that they have. And we try to make our children's prowess be with the identity that they have. One of the reasons why I spoke about enthusiasm and the energy that we have to put in the midst is that we do, and also have the balance of to have the fun with our children, take our times with our families, is that we should, our children should feel that balance. They should be happy about what they're doing. They should be enthused. And at the same time, they should have that balance to be able to give them an outlet in the powerful outlets that they need. And together with that balance, that should counterbalance. Even though that they see their friends that are crossing much greater red lines, and the flexibility in other homes are way beyond what we like, but that will keep them intact, because on one hand, they'll feel good about their identity that they have, and on the other hand, we've taken into account and we've tried our best to balance them and to give them things of recreational that they would like, things of fun that they would like, in order to be able to keep them in a balanced situation.
You know, somebody writes to me over here about MP3s in Yeshiva for poker. I have videos of the evidence, the Shishurim, you have a Sikhist, yeah. And I don't know what the policy, Yeshivas are. But I can say, you know, like I said before, there's a lot of positive things that technology can bring us, but at the same time, that same technology has the opposite side to it. There's no question about it. I mean, I think about it. Because of technology today, take for example this idea of the MP3 with seekers that are able to start recognition and everything. Today there's such golden opportunities to listen to seekers. A person walks and hears from the Rebbe. Wherever he goes, to watch a video from the Rebbe. No question about it. It's not the exact. But a person has to know himself also. And if a person sees that he's using these things right for this purpose, Rakashan, if he sees he has also the other side of himself, as we showed the Torah, the person has to be careful. The person has to know. Everyone has to know themselves in their strengths and their weaknesses. There's a lot of Gemalda Gazaka, but at the same time, if the person sees that he has a lack of control, or just keeps on gravitating back to doing something wrong with something, then he has to put up more of a protective shield because he doesn't have that control that the other person has. We try to create an environment that's more conducive to our own personal up, our makeup. That we should be able to be strong and to be able to carry on what we have to do. The same thing would be also if kids have their own computers. You have to be aware of what's going on. We cannot allow children to have technology in their hands without some kind of supervision. That is a shift between independence and immaturity. And that's a very dangerous shift. I'm going to end up, and I'd just like to end up over here. If there's anyone who wants to ask me privately, I'll stay for more time to ask.
I just want to end off and say that I think that gatherings of the such are very essential in bringing us to an awareness, and also for us to focus on the serious issues and of what it really means to raise and to have a beautiful Jewish and Hasidish house. And I once again would like to give a hearty yashar koyach to those that are involved, and to tell them to carry on. Chazak ve'ematz, and don't give up. Chazok el tamula she'enich hazeres reikum.